The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
I was reading over the Christmas story though this week, and there was one word that jumped out at me over and over again. Mr. Mike read it, and it's the word ponder, and Mary ponders. And she actually ponders twice, according to some translations, but Mary ponders differently. It starts out with Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered or pondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus." The first type of pondering that we find Mary doing is this kind of pondering that's to reason, to debate, to consider, to reckon thoroughly, or to deliberate. It's to worry, to wonder. I mean, can you put yourself in, like, I don't know if y'all play this game. I play this game all the time. Can you put yourself in Mary's shoes? No one has heard from God in 400 years. There's not been a prophet. There's not been a preacher. There's not been a teacher. There's not been anybody who comes to the people and says, "This is the word of God to you." Silence for 400 years. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there getting ready to get married to this super stud of a guy. Joseph had to be, because he was a carpenter, and, like, I mean, you know, he just, I don't know, he had to be. And all of a sudden, this angel shows up to you and goes, "Hey, listen, you're favored with God." Yeah, Miss Ann was telling me the other day about Brother Eddie DeHunt. And when Brother Eddie would call, he would call, and you could always tell if Brother Eddie wanted something in his tone of voice. Y'all ever had those conversations with people? Right when you start out, their greeting to you is different. "Hey, old buddy, old pal, what's going on? What are you doing today? Hey, just wondering if you were free this afternoon. I've got, you know, 16 boxes of luggage that I need help unloading." Or anybody ever gotten those phone calls? And you know right off the bat, there are certain people, when my phone rings, I know before I pick it up, before I answer it, I know you want something. I don't know why, but you never call me unless you want something or you need something. And it's funny because that's almost like Mary's concern when the angel comes. When you read it again, she's like, "What kind of greeting is this? Why are you greeting me this way?" And she ponders and she wonders the situation, the setting, the circumstances. That's the very first thing, is Mary ponders the setting, the circumstances. Why is all this going on? She was perplexed at the statement and pondered what kind of greeting this could be. It was like Mary came to the stage, and when the angel appeared, she's like, "There's something going on here that I'm not really sure what it is." It caused her to wonder. It caused her to worry. It caused her to question even what kind of greeting this was, that God would want something or acquire something from her. Y'all ever sat in a church service and all of a sudden everything just felt differently? I'll never forget, there have been like several church services where I knew from the get-go, from the time I sat down to the time the guys got up and started preaching to the time the song started being sung, everything like that, something about that service was just different. It was because God was prepping my heart. He was preparing me, and he was saying, "Hey, listen, I want something. I need you to do something. I have this calling. I have this thing. I have something that you and I need to work out." And before I ever sat down in the pew, God was already doing something in my life and causing everything that happened in that service to make me wonder, to make me ponder. The situation, the circumstances, the settings, Mary started out pondering. The second thing she ponders is the question. Can you, again, just imagine Mary. You're sitting here, never been with a man, you're a virgin, and all of a sudden this angel comes and tells you you're gonna get pregnant. "Hey, Gabriel, I don't know if you know how this works, but, like, that's not possible. That's not possible. I'm a virgin. I've never been with a man. That's not even something that I can conceive, because that's never happened before." And so she's left pondering the questions of how is this possible. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 35 says it like this. "How will this be, Mary asks, since to the angel, since I'm a virgin? The angel answered and said, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and will be called the Son of God." The questions that have to come from this. Again, how is this even possible? And I love what Scripture says there, because the way Scripture says this, it says the Most High will overshadow you. You know what that means? You're right, Mary. This is impossible. You know what, Mary? You're right. This has never been done before. But when God gets involved, everything that you can conceive of, that you can deem possible, God overshadows and says, "Let me introduce you to a new possibility, to a new way to understand things. Let me introduce you to something that's never been done before, Mary." But she ponders the questions, and y'all ever think she worried about the questions? Hey, listen, cool that this is from the Holy Spirit, but do you mind to tell the town that? Because I don't think they're going to believe me when I tell them I'm not been with Joseph. Do you mind to tell Joseph that? Because he's a studly dude. He's a good guy. He's not going to necessarily believe me. Like, are you sure you can't tell more people about this? God, there's going to be a lot of questions that come from this. And as my mind races and it plays through all these questions, I really need you to explain this better to people. Y'all ever ponder questions for God? God, how can this be? God, again, I don't know if I take liberties. I probably shouldn't. But I know when Kelsey and I'll never forget the day we left here. We were back in Alabama. We decided we were moving here, and she called me just bawling. She's like, "Hey, listen, I think I'm pregnant again." No, you're not. We're done at 3. We don't need 4 kids. We can't do that. We're getting ready to move. And I'll never forget the feelings of that day of literally just sitting there and being like, "God, I know how this works. I'm not that dumb. But like, God, this just can't be the right. This isn't right. This can't happen. This can't be what's going on." And my mind just wrestled and pondered over questions of, "God, why are you doing things this way?" Some of you have lost your job. Some of you have gotten bad doctor's reports. Some of you have gotten bad news from other family members. Some of you have lost family members. And the whole time you're sitting there and you're pondering these questions of, "God, why this way? God, of all the ways you could do things, this one just doesn't make sense. Why this way?" And I bet Mary was the exact same way. She pondered and she had all these questions that just flooded her mind. The third thing that just stood out to me that she pondered was she pondered the timing of all this. If you look, and it's in your notes, but Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, but I want to key in on verses 4 through 6. It says this: "So also Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, it came time for the baby to be born." You ever just think that God's timing is terrible? I mean, like, for one, why of all the times of the census, and Mike read it earlier, this was the first census to take place under this governor. Censuses weren't an uncommon thing, but this governor had never done a census before. Why now? Why when Joseph and Mary are engaged to be married, and then she comes down with this like miraculous conception child, why at this time does this governor decide that he needs to make a census and that we have to travel to Bethlehem? Why at this time? Why couldn't it come at like month 3? I found out you're not supposed to travel after what is it like? I don't know. You're not supposed to. We took a trip to Atlanta, like, and then Kelsey ended up giving birth like the next week. Terrible timing on our part. That was on one of our other kids. But like, it's the worst possible time to have to travel. Why all these different things? God, why couldn't you have waited until we were married to have this happen? Why couldn't you wait until after the baby was born to have this happen? God, I know you want me to do things. I know you want me to get involved. I know you want me to be a part of different things. But God, wait until my kids are older. God, listen, if you could wait until I retire, once I'm retired, I'll be so free to do things for you, God. I'll live at the church. I'll live at the church because I have nothing else to do because I'm retired. Or God, what, I want to get back to church. I want to get involved there, but really, wait till I have kids. They have Miss Bonnie, she does a phenomenal thing with it. Mike, they do a great thing with the children's ministry over there. Once I have kids, I'll go back to church. I'll be serious about God once I have kids. God, once this season is over, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I think Mary was a lot like us. She pondered God's timing. God, why now? Why now? Again, good news, bad news. There have been things that have happened to you and I in life, in full disclosure and transparency with y'all this morning. There are times in my life in the past. No, wait, I'm sorry. There are times in my life last year. No, I'm sorry. There are times in my life right now where I sit and I'm like, God, why now? Like, this is the worst possible timing for this to happen. God, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And what fills me is the type of pondering where I'm worried and I'm doubtful and I wonder, God, what in the world are you doing? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever at all. But Mike read another verse this morning. It's in Luke chapter 2, verse number 19, and it says this: But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. I got curious this week because scripture uses this word ponder twice. So I was like, I wonder how they're the same like word, what they are. And I'm a nerd. And so I researched those things and I found out that the word they use, the Greek words, and I can't pronounce them because I'm not Greek. That's what I'm going to go with anyways. But they're two different Greek words. The first word does mean to worry, to wonder, to debate, and to contemplate. The second Greek word that Mary used, or that they use about Mary in verse number 19, is to combine, to converse, to consult, or dispute, to consider, and aiding, joining, or attacking. Now, that's a real strange definition of the word ponder, isn't it? How many of you, when you ponder, you think about attacking? Oh, yeah, I'm going to ponder this. But is it? Because when you're pondering, what are you doing? You're formulating a plan of attack, right? You're worried, you're consuming with all these things, but instead of just worrying and wondering about it, you've now moved to this resolve moment where you're no longer just worrying and wondering about it, but now you're ready to put action into place and fix the problem that's out there. It's to reflect or to join in action in solving. And I think that Mary's type of pondering changes. She goes, and through her journey to Bethlehem, the journey of 9 months of being pregnant with the Son of God, Mary goes from wondering and worrying in the first encounter where she meets the angel and she says, God, what in the world are you doing? This is not the way things happen. This is not the time that things need to happen. And this is not at all what I had planned. And now she switches at the end and her pondering is more reflecting and joining. And it's saying this. She's pondering the treasures that God has given her. You say, what treasures has God given her? Can you imagine the story that Mary gets to tell? Can you imagine your confidence moving forward in God when you've experienced all this? Let me, Mike and Arlene, I love that verse. One of my favorite verses. Do you think Mary ever doubted what God could do? God, I've never been with a man. I can't get pregnant, baby. God, I can't travel to Bethlehem. Now I'm pregnant, baby. Not just a baby, but shepherds come, wise men come, people come, they celebrate the birth because everything that God told her about this baby is coming true before her eyes. And now all of a sudden she's pondering the treasures that is this newfound confidence in what God can do. It's almost as if Mary turns this page in her journey and she starts out worrying and wondering. And now all of a sudden she's come to the point where she's able to say, God, I don't get it, but I trust you. I'm going to remember everything that you've done. And so the next time this comes around, my confidence will be in you. This pondering comes with anticipation and expectation of all the different things that God can do. It's almost as if Mary looks back during this time and she thinks about the 9 months that have passed since she was told from that first angel and where she is now and how shepherds have come being greeted by angels themselves and Joseph's had a dream which confirmed everything that Mary was told and all the different things that God has done up until this point. And it's almost as if she's sitting back and she's thinking and she's reflecting and she's saying in the days and the weeks and the months to come, I want to remember everything that God's done so that I'll never question what is possible with God. Church, this morning, I just have a question for you. Since really, and I saw something the other day, I said something about before I accept that 2023 is coming in, I'm going to need to see some references that it's not going to be like the past 3 years, 2 years. And I don't like harping on this, but 2020, man, the world changed. There's nothing you can do, say, the world changed in 2020. Some of it was good, some of it was bad, but it makes me wonder for us, as we look back over everything that God's done in your life to get you here to this point, do you look back? Do you ponder everything he's done and get excited because what God has proven to be to you is faithful and true? And so you're excited about the future, you're excited about the expectations of what's going to come next. Are you still worrying and wondering? This morning, this Christmas season, this new year, as we step into it as a church, as you step into it in your life as a believer, my question for you is this. Are you pondering where you're worrying? You're wondering what God can do? How can you use this, God? Why now? Why this way? Are you looking back and saying, God, I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I trust you. And so my resolve moving forward is that I'm with you, heart and soul. Whatever you want to do, I'm in. I'm on board. And I trust you. It's a different kind of pondering. Miss Bonnie and I were talking the other day about journals. Listen, if you don't journal, you know what my journal is? I've got fancy journals. But you know what my go-to journal is? It's a little yellow notepad. I've got like 5,000 of them somewhere. I always keep it in my backpack. I always keep it with me. And every once in a while, I'll write stuff down on there. And the reason I write stuff down on there is because of this exact thing. Because I want to look back at everything that God's done. I want it to produce in me a confidence to know that everything that I've been through, God is going to use in some way in the future to glorify him. And that way, whatever things I face, whatever struggles may come, whatever timing questions I have, whatever doubts I may have about how God can do anything in this situation, or I even wonder about, God, why in the world are you coming to me and asking me to do this stuff? I can look back at those journals and I can say, God's proven over and over and over again who he is. And it causes me to move forward with confidence and boldness to what I think God wants to do in my life. Church, this morning, I think that 2023 is going to be big for us. As a church, I fully expect and anticipate that our best days as a church are yet to come. For you as an individual Christian, I think that your best days are still to come. I think that what God wants to do in your life in 2023 would knock your socks off, even if you had them glued on. The question becomes, are you going to worry and wonder while it happens? Are you going to look back on everything that God's brought you through to get you to this day, this Sunday, where you're sitting in this service, and know, God, you've used everything? And I just sit back in amazement and say, whatever you want to do in the future, I'm game. I think God's got some big plans for each of you. And I'm excited to watch what they do, what he does. But I challenge you and I encourage you to look forward with anticipation and excitement based on who God has proven to be to you in the past. God, we thank you for this morning. Father, I thank you for these individuals that are here. God, I thank you for the questions, the pondering that we all do. Father, sometimes we ponder and we question the timing of things. God, sometimes we question the plausibility, the possibility of how you can do anything in this situation. Father, sometimes we even question why you want us to be the ones to do something. But God, this morning I pray that just like Mary, our journey with you has produced in us anticipation, excitement, and God, a confidence moving forward that our faith and our trust is in you. And Lord, we can confidently say, with you, nothing is impossible. God, we love you this morning. I pray that during this time of worship and invitation, Lord, that if you have a decision that's laying on our heart, Father, that you would help us to walk forward boldly and confidently, knowing that you are calling us to do something. We would make a decision that you're calling us to make, and Father, that we would move into this new year, this Christmas season, with the confidence and trust in you. Lord, we love you and thank you for today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.